In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and all the ends of the earth.
Now, from the scripture we just read, the Bible says, you shall receive power. Now, there is time that is attached to that scripture. Now, whenever you hear the word when, it describes of the time. When will this happen? So the Bible says you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Now, there is a specific time of power. Now, we have a lot of believers today who think in an Old Testament way. They think they will stay in their room and make a prayer. And when they pray, then an angel will fly from heaven and come in your bedroom and give you an answer. No. The Bible says there is a realm when a believer can change anything. So the Bible says, you, say me, you shall receive power. Now, this power we are talking about, it is what you need for your healing to happen. This power we are talking about, it is what you need for your deliverance to happen. This power we are talking about, it is what you need for your miracle to happen. This power, it is what makes us to become sons of God. Now, the Bible says, you shall receive power. Somebody say power. Come on, say it louder. Come on, say it louder. Now, I want you to ask yourself a question. Are you ready for this question? Are you ready to ask yourself a question? When you are walking, when you are sitting in your house or in your car, wherever you are, do you think you have power? Or you think it's just you? Okay. You don't have to answer with your mouth. You have answered me already. Are you here, right? Do you? You see, myself, when I'm walking, I walk knowing I have power. And the power I have is not of my own. I'm telling you, if I can stretch my hand towards your direction, you will see it. So, I told you before, you cannot have the power of God if you don't know you have it. How the things of the Spirit work, it takes your consciousness, your knowing that I have it. The key to make things work in the Spirit, it is knowing it. Do you know John in the Bible? He was told he will come in the Spirit and the power of Elijah. Two things. spirit and power. Yet when John came, he only moved in the spirit and not in the power of Elijah. Hello? What do I mean? Do you know that even Herod was so afraid of John? He said, is he not the one? Is he not Elijah? But he discovered that the man did not have the power of Elijah. Because the man did not walk in the power of Elijah. He only walked in the spirit. I can raise someone as a spiritual son or a spiritual daughter who can walk in my spirit but not in my power. Because God does not bring in a new spirit on you. No, he doesn't do that. That's why today we see the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit in you. Hello? Now, what was on Elijah when Elijah was about to die? Because Elijah wanted to die. And an angel came and said, you are not dying now. In fact, we are giving you food to live. Because there are people that we want you to anoint. Your spirit must go upon them. Why didn't God just say, it's fine, you can die? We'll put a new spirit on Elisha. And we also put a new spirit on Jehu. But God said, we want you to anoint them. Why? Because God, he works in this way. He takes a spirit on one and put on the other. He took the spirit on Moses and put on the 70. He took the spirit on Elijah and put on Elisha and put on Jehu. Now, when Elisha took the spirit of Elijah, we see that only one thing manifested. Hello? Are you here? The power. People saw the power that was on Elijah, on Elisha, but not the spirit. The sons of the prophets, they said, indeed, the spirit of Elijah is on Elisha. But if you read that scripture and you read the whole story, you find out that Elisha died of an illness. Of course, the Bible does not speak what illness it was. But when he died, his bones, when they came in contact with a dead person resurrected. Meaning that the power and the spirit of Elijah was still in the dead bones. Now, his bones were buried. 3,500 years later, God said, that spirit and power, it didn't come to heaven. Is there on earth. 3,500 years later, God said, I will take that spirit. I will put on John. Come on. Are you here, right? I will take that power. Meaning that it was being wasted in the grave. Am I talking to somebody right here? It was being wasted where? It was through there, but being wasted in the grave. So God said, I will take that spirit and I'll put on John. Now, John had the same spirit and same power. Yet we don't see any place when John raised the dead person. We don't see any place where John called for fire. This is why Jesus cried and he said, from the time of John, the kingdom is suffering violence. Oh, I'm talking to somebody right here. Now, what do I mean to you? What I'm saying to you is this. It is possible to have the spirit on you, but that spirit not working for you. Now, Elisha, he dies with an illness. Yet the owner of the anointing did not die. He was taken alive. John dies with a sword. Yet the owner of the anointing met the dangerous enemy Jezebel, who was more dangerous than Herod. Yet John is killed because of a little child. Yet he has the same spirit of Elijah. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? When soldiers were coming to Elijah, Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire come and consume you. And the fire consumed them. No one killed Elijah. Yet the same spirit on him, when it was on John, John was killed. Am I talking to somebody right here? So the fact that you have the Holy Spirit, it is the same Holy Spirit you have that was on Paul when he was in prison. The same Holy Spirit that you have. The foundations of the prison shook and the doors opened. The same spirit you have when it was on Jesus, when he was in the grave, the Bible says an earthquake came. The stone was rolled away. The Bible says if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit shall give you life, shall quicken, vitalize your mortal body. Do you know the meaning of that statement? It says if. So if nothing is happening with you, it's not the same spirit. So if I have the spirit which was on Paul, what was happening in the days of Paul, it must happen on me. Because it's so possible you may have the same spirit but not see results. So John had the spirit of Elijah, but nothing happened in his life until Jesus Christ was so shocked. He says, no. From the time of John, I think we are changing things now. He says, now when we want things, we'll get them by force. Am I talking to somebody here? Come on, are you following somebody? Say, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead remains in me, the same spirit will quicken, give life to my body. Say amen. Now what happens is this. There are so many people who are in church today who think the Holy Spirit is somewhere in heaven. So they want to invite him to come. Holy Spirit, come down. He is in you. You don't have to invite him. He is in you. Say, he is in me. Holy Spirit, come down now, come down. He is in you. If you receive the Holy Spirit, He is in you. There is a difference between receiving the Holy Spirit and being filled. Being filled is when you re-invite Him to fill you more. Otherwise, He's already in you. So you can ask Him to feed you again. But He's already in you. God, the neighbor next to you is not serious. Tell your neighbor, I have the Holy Spirit. You're not saying it. Come on, tell your neighbor, I have the Holy Spirit. Say, I have the power of God within me. But guess what? So many of you do not know you have the power of God. That's where the enemy slaps you. That's where the enemy slaps you. You don't know. You have the Holy Ghost in you. The Holy Ghost is the power of God. When you'll be sleeping, from now onwards, you'll be sleeping knowing you have what? When you're walking, you'll be walking knowing what? Not, who am I? You can be in a ministry where the same Holy Spirit on your man of God, and God fights his battles. God blesses him with the same Holy Spirit. And you may have the same Holy Spirit and suffer. Ask your neighbor, are you, which group are you? The John, the Elijah. So what makes this to happen? When you lose revelation, the moment you forget who you are, the moment John forgot, he began to ask questions. Is he the one? Or we should wait for another one? That was the biggest mistake. That was depression. How can a person like you begin to ask so many questions about your life? Why are things happening in this way in my life? Why are things not changing? The Bible says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So why are you having the power? God wants you to use the power, to speak the power, to declare the power, to announce the power. Say, so speak power. Now everybody else say after me, say, I can never lose. Come on, say it again. I have the Holy Spirit. Raise your hand and say in the name of Jesus. Say, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that is upon me. The same Spirit who raised me up when I am down. He will raise me up. He will put me on top. Somebody shout yes. The same Spirit. Am I talking to somebody right here? How? The same Spirit. Jesus died. The same Spirit resurrected. You, everything around you died. All around you, your business died, your prayer life died, your spiritual life died, and nothing is resurrecting. What is very important with the Holy Spirit? What is it that is very important? That even Jesus should say, I should not be with you here physically. But I must go. So that the Holy Spirit must come. What is it that is so important than having Jesus physically on earth? That Jesus should say, no, it's good I go. So that the Holy Spirit must come. When he shall come, he shall abide with you. Tell your neighbor, I have the Holy Spirit. Say, I have the power. Now, I'm telling you, the only thing that makes the Holy Spirit work, it is your constant knowing. Every moment. If you see one person, God using him mightily, it is the constant knowledge. I have the Holy Ghost. Listen, if this shall be in you, you will go far. Romans 8:11. The Bible says, I want you to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Read.
The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by his same Spirit living within you.
Where is the Spirit?
Living within.
Come on, read that scripture. Where is this Holy Spirit? And the Bible says, if the same Spirit is in you, what will happen? He will give what?
Life to your mortal bodies.
If the same Spirit, I love it in Amplified Version. In Amplified Version, the Bible says,
and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you.
Where is the Spirit living?
In me.
So what's happening? What's happening? If the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, I want you to say these words after me. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I raise my hands.
I raise my hands.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
Say it again. Oh, Holy Spirit.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
That raised Jesus from the dead.
That raised Jesus from the dead.
That lives in me.
That lives in me.
What you do for others.
What you do for others.
Do it for me.
Do it for me.
Say, by revelation.
By revelation.
I now know.
I now know.
You live in me.
You live in
me. You, Holy Spirit.
You, Holy Spirit.
You are the power of God.
You are the power of God.
I have you with me.
I have you with me.
I have you on me.
I have you on me.
I have you in me.
I have you in me.
By revelation, I know.
By revelation,
I can never suffer.
I can never suffer.
I can never be misled.
I can never be misled.
I can never get lost.
I can never get lost.
I have you in me.
I have you in
me. I have you, Holy Spirit.
I have you, Holy Spirit.
You live in me.
You live in me.
You have your being in me.
You have your being in me.
Now, as raise your hands, I pray that you get filled with the Holy Ghost.